This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is news that China is cracking down on internet-based lending and borrowing in that country. These are things like online payments, peer-to-peer lending platforms, equity crowdfunding, lots of arrangements with the word financing in the title. The Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has been following this for us from Shanghai. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So it's a crackdown on what? Internet-based borrowing? Why now?
Yeah, one reason is that despite this overall slower growth economic reality we're seeing in China, we've been seeing property prices in China's wealthiest cities, the city I'm now in Shanghai, of course, is a good example, climbing to new heights. And one of the reasons for this is that more and more Chinese homebuyers are using online peer-to-peer lending platforms to obtain mortgage down payments on new homes. And traditionally, Chinese homebuyers typically would either, you know, pay cash pooled together by family or through a more secure financing institution like a bank. But these new P2P platforms have become a very popular way to make a big purchase like this. You know, the 4,000 or so P2P platforms in China had outstanding loans worth around $90 billion at the end of March. And many of these platforms are funding the lending activity that they're doing by attracting customers to invest in short maturity investment products of all shapes and sizes, promising big returns to Chinese investors who aren't incredibly sophisticated, are perhaps new members of China's consumer class, and simply don't have or know about other investment options for their money.
All right, so some of these peer-to-peer platforms are legit, but some are what, pretty shady?
Yeah, you could say that. You know, this spring we've already seen several cases where the websites for these platforms suddenly just shut down, or their founders just disappear, or where those who have invested into these crowdfunding outfits suddenly aren't able to withdraw money. So that's why we're seeing this crackdown now, and I think it's going to benefit some of the more legitimate and largest Chinese companies like Tencent and Alibaba, who already own the lion's share of the online finance sector in China. In many ways, you know, the thousands of smaller P2P lending and investment platforms are just new versions of the same thing we've seen in China's economy for years now. And that's just good old-fashioned underground lending. You know, an industry that's worth hundreds of billions of dollars in China is unregulated, operates under the radar, and can cause problems in the above-ground economy because the bean counters in Beijing are not keeping track of it, and they aren't prepared for the greater economic shock if and when this very large gray sector of China's economy should begin to collapse.
All right, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Let's factor in the time change here. Have a good night.
Thanks, David.